through this repetition. And what is magical on this in this meditation? Normally, magic we always associate with tricks. Yeah, with tricks, or maybe even like this little bit a game, and being clever, and maybe almost like a fantasy, maybe. So, or in this case, is the magic is that through using two powerful tools to bring future reality, future results into the present. So what we want to attain in the future, we now bring into the result, into the path or into the present. Sorry, I can use it different ways. So we train in now what we want to achieve using these two tools, magical tools, which are imagination and correct belief. So these two are absolutely indispensable for these meditations. And maybe, please don't think, oh dear, I'm not good at imagination. I never see anything. Yeah, the people say imagine, and I just don't see anything. So what does imagination mean? Imagination means thinking from the depth of our heart. Can you think? Sometimes when people say to me, can't imagine, I just say, can you think? And then most of the people affirm they can think. Wonderful. So that's it. You're done. Forget about your idea. You can't imagine. You can think. And so it's creating. We create something with our mind. Everybody does this anyway. I'm going to read a few indications from our teacher, Venerable Geshe-la, what he says with respect to imagination. And then the next step is we believe what we have imagined, that this is the truth. And it is a correct belief. So it must be a correct belief. What is a correct belief? A correct belief means that this belief has good results and arises from wisdom. From wisdom. Yeah? So a correct belief must give good results, it must have real meaning, and coming from wisdom. And then what is wisdom? Wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind which understands a meaningful object. So it goes together. Meaningful object means it gives us great meaning in this life and also in future lives. So it's very powerful, but completely based on valid reasons. So here it's nothing to do with the fantasy, cheating, pretending. No, correct belief is completely unmistaken and undeceptive. So just like that, we do not hesitate to engage in this meditation. Yes, because it's quite important that we have certain trust or faith in this meditation. Although maybe at the beginning we do not exactly understand how this function, how this has like meaning and how this can bring results. So please be patient. We come to this point very clearly. Clear indication, clear teachings on this point we can find in this book. So what do we do exactly in this practice of taking and giving? So this refers that we are taking the suffering of all living beings. We take it. Don't think, no. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Why? Because we engage in this practice through imagination. In meditation, we imagine, we use our imagination. I don't want others to experience all the suffering they do experience. I can't bear it. So we develop a good motivation. We develop compassion and love. And then we take the suffering of all living beings upon us. Through imagination, we take suffering of others. And then we imagine vividly that through this mental action, through this meditation, we have destroyed, one, all the causes of our own suffering, and we imagine that all living beings are liberated from their suffering. And we believe it. We believe it. This is our meditation. Very powerful, very correct, non-deceptive belief through which we create the causes that this actually is going to become our reality. We will see. We will see in more detail how this actually can happen. So this is taking. And then what do we give? We give all our future happiness to all living beings. Why? Because we understand that in this impure world, no one, literally no one, is experiencing pure and everlasting happiness. No one.